Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, we are set for hour three of Lori and Julia, so let's see what they have for us. It's Sex Monday. We never know what's going to happen on Sex Monday.
No, we don't. Sometimes we don't want to.
Yeah, I always do. I'm interested.
Won't really feel sexy if you watch Dave Chappelle join the Foo Fighters to sing Creepshow, but you will get excited about going to a concert when you watch the footage.
Yes, you will. That happened last night.
Yeah, at Madison Square Garden. I'm trying to think what is going to be, what's the first concert, big concert here.
Well, we've had the indoor,
you know, stadium show. I'm waiting for the Rolling Stones every day.
I don't know.
Let's just keep a lookout for that Rolling Stone North American tour.
About Excel?
I know the Eagles are coming in October.
Oh, right. They are?
But that's October, so nothing soon.
I want to go to that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Me too.
Yeah. Get your wallets out. And so that's how I know Julia won't be going because... You won't pay $400 for a ticket to the Eagles.
Someone could take me and I'd be a really good guest.
Yeah, right.
We could go. We could figure it out.
All right, there we go. Thanks, Grant.
Okay. But I mean,
they're looking for media coverage.
They were so expensive because they made a lot of people mad because
they held on to
the money for a long time and some people wanted their money back.
Yes.
And the Eagles were kind of playing footloose with the refund thing, saying because they hadn't canceled the show, you weren't entitled to a refund. So, I mean, you know, some people held on to their tickets, but other people, want that refund. Now, here's the thing. I want to dream this.
That was happening. A long time for people to hang on to money, I think.
I've had my Tim McGraw tickets for 2 years.
Yeah, I've had them for a year, but only one.
Yeah, but long...
And you had, $3,500 wrapped up in another concert?
Oh, she did in the Rolling Stones.
Oh, that was the Stones. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Casey, he just said to me, he said, this thing is here to stay and you just get your money back.
Smart move.
Because they're not coming anytime soon. I kept thinking, it'll just be postponed a month. That's how La La Land.
Oh, we were all in La La Land in the beginning there.
Yeah,
for
I know.
Sure.
You're right. Yep. You're right. Well, here's something I think we could form some kind of a circle, and that is for Ben Affleck to buy a yacht to celebrate the Ben Affleck reunion.
Yes.
So here's
why
the
yacht.
Well, hello, don't you remember the
houseboat interview?
Jenny from the Block, the video?
I don't think I've ever seen that since
Julia,
when it came out.
Pull that up. One of the most iconic images from that music video is a bikini clad Jennifer Lopez lying on her stomach on a yacht while Ben leans over her, rubbing and kissing her famous derriere. It's still amazing. It's still high art. And I have wanted these two to get back on a yacht since they were getting it way back when. And guess what? The story is Ben has wasted no time in slipping back to his high rolling lifestyle at the Wynn gambling with Lupe Guadalupe, mm-hmm. J-Lo's mom, then getting down with the PDA at Nobu, and then dressing up and looking nice, and apparently, you got the sign?
I like it.
Yeah, I was just playing it underneath for you for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm watching the video.
Oh, yeah. And so, he, I guess, has always kind of had this thing where he's wanted to get a yacht, and I'm like, get a yacht, and you could name it Fly Girl, you could name it La Guitarra, which back in the day when he dated her, J-Lo was called La Guitarra by the Hispanic and Latin community because of her shape, her delicious shape.
Mm-hmm.
La Guitarra. And you can contact us for boat names.
Who is prettier than her?
Yeah, I know.
Nobody.
Yeah. No, she really is
number
gorgeous.
One on my list since
I
was 13.
Is she really?
Oh,
rubbing her booty. I mean, come on.
They even showed just a scene just now where he quickly like unstraps her top of her
her bikini top. I mean, how good does he look, too? Let's take a minute to recognize how hot Ben is in this video.
Right.
Wow. And I'm, that is.
Woo-hoo. So this story that's from Us Weekly, a couple of his friends think he's moving too fast. But another insider says Affleck thinks a yacht is the perfect way to celebrate Bennifer 2.0. I am praying.
They name it.
They well, even if he doesn't buy it, but they're on a yacht in Capri or off the coast, the Amalfi Coast, and we get some pictures.
Or even like a reboot of the video.
Something.
She could get some big views if she could reboot that video with him right now. Think about that.
Oh, my. It'd be epic.
Guys.
It'd be epic.
He would never do that. Oh, gosh. She's so gorgeous.
Yeah. Is he, though.
Yeah, and I'm not even... He is. She is.
It's an iconic image from that music video. It exploded. They could do it again. They could sail the Amalfi Coast.
Well, the thing is, yachts don't belong where they live in California. That's a hard place to yacht.
Yeah, so true. They can just rent a yacht with a captain, and he can sneak away. The European Union has opened to all Americans.
Has it?
Yes.
That's so you can fly now to London?
They are not European Union.
I know.
So
you can fly to Paris.
The European Union, which is
Germany, France,
Italy, all the good places, Jules.
But you can't go to England still, and you can't go to Canada.
No, you cannot.
Canada is really locked down still.
Yeah. I wonder if they just don't have enough people vaccinated.
I think that's it. And but you will have to show proof of vaccination to go to the European Union.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm hoping. Let's form a circle of some kind that Ben celebrates the Bennifer reunion and they recreate some of that Jenny from the Block yachting. Steamy PDA.
Oh yeah, I'm with you. I want to reboot a whole video.
Right,
I'm with you.
It's so good. I did kind of have to laugh at this.
What
story? Well, just that that he's moving too fast.
Oh please,
at the speed of everything. And I thought, he's not like some young goober. He's been through some stuff.
Well, they're not going to get married or anything. They're just having fun.
They are having lovers' summer like, they deserve.
There you go,
Laurie. And the rest of us want to peek in on. We just want them for sure to make it through summer and possibly the Met Gala. I mean, if it's going to be long term, I don't know with these two crazy kids. But I do know that I like the... I like the gossip, and then I like that Alex Rodriguez is tiptoeing around the middle, showing up and saying to Lindsay Shookus, let's get a picture of the pop, release it. They'll really.
That's Ben Eld's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's silly. Okay, so we found out today that the SAG Awards have set their date for 2022. We know there's no Golden Globe Awards, and that was usually the first award show in January. Mm-hmm. We know that the Oscars have moved back their ceremony for next year to March 27th. So the SAG Awards have set their date for 2022 to February 27th, an actual month after later. When they usually do it.
And that was going to be the original Oscar date, except for the Olympics happening. And so I guess SAG is squeezing in there.
Yeah.
We've never, Julia, no LA in January.
I know.
Huh.
I know.
Huh. We love going to LA in January.
We really do.
It's just nice.
We can still go.
We can. And you're right. You know what?
The Critics' Choice is going to be airing on the CW. Maybe we can go for that.
That's
weird.
The one.
USA Today story said, although the venue has not yet been announced by the Screen Actor Guild Awards, I'm like, are they going to leave the Shrine Auditorium?
We don't know.
Oh, wow.
We don't know.
Because it's still on TBS and TNT, but... anyway, it was kind of, that air date originally belonged to the Oscars.
Right.
When was the last time you guys went to an award show?
The year before.
The year before.
And literally, Grant, when we were there, they were talking about this virus.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I said, Lori, something is, remember I had an inkling. I said, this is something bigger.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was very sick after that trip.
You were very sick on
for
the
like 3 weeks.
You were very sick.
And then I said, I don't want to think about it because I was going to Hawaii in February.
Uh-huh.
And then you and I went to Vegas March 9th. Mm-hmm. And then, that was
the rest was history.
Yeah. I was gone that week, that first week of March too. I was in Florida and I came back at a funeral I had to come back for. Right. And we luckily got this funeral in. And the day after that funeral, everything shut down and we couldn't have had the celebration we had.
It is surreal to think that happened.
Right.
You know?
Just the whole year gone.
It's very surreal. And it's then, you know, imagine how it must feel for people who lost people.
Absolutely.
You know, who couldn't see people for a year and then died. You know, just horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the headline I like, Lauren, okay? Courtney Stodden wants to appear on Chrissy Teigen's Meghan Markle-style interview with Oprah Winfrey.
Except there is no... Teigen Oprah interview.
I mean, everything about that headline just kind of was like, okay, everything here is wrong. Chrissy Teigen's...
Is
she done?
No, she posted some John Legend, Happy Father's Day, I love you, your kids love you, but I'm fresh out of tears. Happy Father's Day.
What is that?
She's cried so much about her situation and losing
every
job.
She can't think about everyone else.
She can't
get out of herself.
Right.
Of course.
That's kind of how
my ego is so big. I can't think of you, but you're a good dad.
Yeah, I'm fresh out of tears.
P.S.
It's about me, even though the day is about you.
Right.
That is the truth. Wow. Did she really do that? Oh, Chrissy, stop.
Yeah, she did. All right, listen, I know Holly is... racking up some good dirt for us on this Monday afternoon, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hi, Holly. Good afternoon and happy Monday.
Yes.
Welcome to your 520 Dirt Alert. Pour one out for Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson because they broke up again. A source exclusively tells Page Six this afternoon. Now, interestingly enough, this comes in tandem with an exclusive story over at the Daily Mail that Tristan Thompson disappeared into a bedroom with three women at a Bel Air house party and emerged 30 minutes later looking disheveled.
And I love that Kris Jenner and sources are trying to spin that Khloe broke up with Tristan a few weeks ago. Well, they just taped the Keeping Up with the Kardashians with Andy, and she fiercely defended him and their relationship.
Yeah, well, one of the women is an aspiring singer from Florida, another woman from California who works in the beauty industry, and the Daily Mail says a third wore a pink dress.
Pink dress. This is a woman in the Bel Air. Yeah, house party.
And that he was grabbing the bottom.
You know what? Maybe Khloe is finally going to realize that she is just with somebody who is simply not faithful.
Thank you. You can have a wonderful co-parenting relationship
with
Tristan Thompson. You can have that. It doesn't mean that you need to hook up with him again.
But he keeps trying. He loves to talk his way into people's pants.
Apparently.
And including hers.
And grabbing bottoms.
And yeah, including Khloe, because he always works his way back into her pants.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and this birthday party, by the way, was for a guy named Chubbs Beezer. Thank you. So we'll move on from that to more celebrity real estate. Jennifer Lopez has a new neighbor. Her ex, Alex Rodriguez, rents a $5 million mansion 1 mile from her $10 million home in the Hamptons.
He did not.
Yes, he did. The king of the subtle troll, Alex Rodriguez.
Alex!
That is such a good thing to say about him.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Lindsay Shookas, but a mile away. The Hamptons are her place.
Well, now, to be fair.
Or is it his place?
Well, I think that it's his place, but I suppose that the tabloid storyline is that Jennifer Lopez is spending time in Los Angeles to be close to Ben F. Like, that was the latest storyline from her side of the field, so to speak.
She has a house there. She's got houses everywhere.
I just want Ben and Jen to go on a yacht off the Amalfi Coast and recreate Jenny from the Block.
Oh, just like a light caress over the butt cheek?
Yeah.
Just, you know, just right over there.
That would just send people out of their minds.
Well, you know, we still have August to look forward to.
Yeah, and all of July.
And all of July, and that's when the celebrities like to go and hang out.
They're going to be going back to Europe.
Yeah. So this house in Bridgehampton And hers is in Watermill, if that means anything
it
to
does.
You. If you're fancy like that in the mm-hmm. Hamptons. So
I feel like
we know it from the New York Housewives.
But I kind of want to see a map mm-hmm. at this point because there's so
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Many Sag Harbor, there's this, there's that. Yes. I want to know a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, the Daily Mail, if you go to this article, Julia, they have provided a map of the Hamptons just for you.
Oh, they have.
Yes.
Someone's thinking. Someone's, like I am.
I feel like J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez did a Hamptons photo shoot like last summer for People magazine or something about how it was their special place. And, you know, they had a setup thing where they four wheel. I don't know. I just feel like these two have had a little Hamptons storyline.
Well, they worked out in the front lawn of one of their Hamptons homes at some point. Of course, she's doing like lat flies in the front yard.
I do appreciate Ben Affleck just goes out and just takes a drag of a cigarette. Makes no attempt at working out. I love it.
No, he's just like Ben Affleck. You guys know that picture of Ben Affleck in his towel?
Yeah.
Looking pensively off into the ocean. You can see his big Phoenix tattoo on his back. Yeah. Well, just to jog the gossip memory, what beach did Alex Rodriguez propose to Jennifer Lopez to?
I want to say it's Miami.
Turks and Caicos or Puerto Rico. They were on an island.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay.
But maybe they were in Florida. I don't know.
Well, those guys.
It was very set up and very staged. I knew right then it wasn't going to work.
Oh, no. Well, you wanted to believe in love.
Not really. Not like that. When you got to work that hard to stage it and sell it. And it's like, God, who is all this for? It always seemed for him.
It did. Well, I told you, he was just a hog. Mm-hmm. He's not right.
Oh, boy. Well, let's go across the pond and talk about some royal gossip. Prince Charles was questioned by the UK police back in 2005 about the death of Princess Diana. This is according to a new report, and they're saying that this probe was part of Operation Paget. This is the investigation into the conspiracy theory surrounding Princess Diana's death that was launched by the British Metropolitan Police in 2004. So the former head of Scotland Yard told the Daily Mail that he talked to Prince Charles about a note that Princess Diana wrote in 1995, which said, quote, "My husband is planning an accident in my car, brake failure, and serious head injury so that he could marry a woman named Tiggy Leg Bork."
Oh, their nanny, the boy's nanny.
Yeah.
This was all set up, though, wasn't it?
Well, Prince Charles is interviewed as a witness 2 years into the investigation. And, they asked him formal questions and they said, "We found no other evidence to support the scenario suggested in Diana's
note." It was a journal entry. And when they did agree to investigate her death, because it needed to be investigated, how did this happen? Where was the security? I just think that was like one of the alarming journal entries that a butler made the police aware of, but she probably as we saw from The Crown season 4, he did not. There was no love lost between those two at the end at all.
None.
Both of them for each other. They couldn't stand each other.
Oh yeah, it got pretty nasty there towards the end. Now they said that the note, which was not enough to make Charles a formal suspect, but that, if he was doing so, he voluntarily talked to Scotland Yard. And so needed to cross the T's and dot the lowercase J's, right?
And the sad thing is, and this is kind of what Harry's point has been, is that when you have your HRH title your princess.
Right.
She did not have palace security anymore.
Got it.
She was under the protection of whatever rich guy she might be dating, but she did not have security to protect her from the paparazzi. There was a drunk chauffeur, and that's why Harry is so bitter about everything. When you lose these titles, when you have all that, even though you're still this famous person, but the security's been taken away, and now what do you do? That's expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
That was always a big contention about Diana, that not her not having security helped kill her.
Sure, right. You know, all of the events that led up to her passing, you know, Laura, you mentioned the drunk chauffeur, and there are questions about the emergency services, the way that she was treated on the scene.
They let the photographers come in and take photographs, and it was only because Buckingham Palace came in with all their might or whatever right. they had to do, and along with the French government, so that those pictures weren't published, but they got pictures of her with her bleeding head.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible.
I mean, we never saw it, but they shut it down and she was swarmed. And, you know, if she'd had palace security, that force, you know, maybe the chauffeur would have been allowed to drive. I mean, all this stuff. So very complicated.
Yeah, very complicated. And, you know, Harry and Meghan talking about their security detail. That was really enlightening when they talked to Oprah. You know, all the considerations, thinking that they would be kidnapping targets.
Yes,
that
of
they
course.
Would be targets for violence and, you know, exploitation and that kind of thing. And thinking about how one sustains himself, it's not like they can go and move to the subdivision and hang out.
Yeah. In the step up of the fame game, they are a step up from an A-list
They are.
Person because they're royal and that. Exactly. And so, yeah, a huge target.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a project on Paramount Plus that's happening, starring Bryan Cranston and Annette Bening. This is called Jerry and Marge Go Large. This is a true story of a lotto scamming couple. And this is going to tell the tale of a retired Michigan couple who helps revitalize their community by deftly gaming the Massachusetts lottery.
Well, that sounds good.
So this is going to be on Paramount Plus. Are either of you subscribed to Paramount Plus?
No.
Would something like this entice you?
The only thing that will get me back to Paramount Plus is Yellowstone. And I get that. I got that. Is that still a network? Is it still?
I think it is.
I get that cable station.
You're right, Lori. That's how it would be.
But I certainly hope they don't make me do that. I hope they just air it and then stream it the next day on Paramount Plus.
Oh, Kevin Costner, where are you when we need you?
Where are you? It's filmed. It's because of the Olympics.
All right.
Is that really it?
That is it.
That's so unfair.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I suppose.
Thanks, Holly.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home.
Well, I have a bone to pick with Plenty of Fish. No bad pun intended.
I was going to say, okay. That's a way to start out Sex Monday.
Yeah. Okay, so Plenty of Fish. I'm really quite honestly shocked about this. They did some research, as they like to do, about their singles that are mingling on Plenty of Fish.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's not a huge number, but 51% of the singles on Plenty of Fish think that one-night stands are a thing of the past, with men more likely to agree with this idea. 61% of men said the one-night stand is over versus 45% of women. And I'm like, what?
No.
No.
That's malarkey. Nope.
And that guys, I'm like, did they think it was a trick question? Is
that what I'm wondering?
Is that only got 61% of men to say that that's a dead deal? Plenty of Fish, their theory is that the potential death of the one-night stand is because people have become used to getting sexually intimate virtually rather than in real life.
Okay. I'd like to talk to one person.
Hello. Yeah,
tell me how that
works. One person.
That is not as fun looking at a screen as
it is
face to face.
A sexy video chat, a phone call, or a texting session is not as good as real life.
And never will be.
Never will be. Maybe it's going through a little bit of a post-lockdown slump while people are just figuring out what they're going to wear or getting a fresh haircut or getting waxed or whatever the hell they're doing.
Getting ready, prepped.
Botox, you know, maybe they're getting
ready. Or maybe people aren't comfortable. Maybe there was COVID weight gain.
Yeah, so but just the Roaring Styles 20 comeback is going to happen Don't worry, you old school one night stand. You're not going anywhere.
No, and I have some friends who are in the single dating game right now,
and it's hot. The action is plenty
every weekend because I'm happily in love with Lily, and that's not my thing. I get a story from at least one of them every weekend for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Yes, they're out having fun.
Oh yeah,
and being the same promiscuous people that they were prior to this pandemic. Right. So I do not agree with this one bit.
Yeah, I don't either. And like I said, I think the guys that 61% said that they agreed that it was.
Well, you just wonder what the demo is, because the demo could change for that. Like, people of a certain age are done with one-night stands or something. That's the only thing I'm thinking, if
Julia,
that would affect it.
There is no age out for a one-night stand, in my opinion. You
never
know.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah. I know.
That's your opinion, says the woman who's been married for 23 years.
I know, but I do have friends that are single, like you, and I know that the one-night stand is not dead.
Saying,
depending how tired I am, though,
I mean, I'm just saying.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Be because you could have a one night stand because you're out of town.
Okay.
Feeling giddy somewhere and never going to see somebody again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, geez.
How does that ever go out of style? Really? No, Julia, I will not let you demo me out of my plenty of fish story.
Okay.
Okay. No. So here is a story for you.
Okay.
Of course, this would only happen to guys, but Viagra can lengthen a man's lifespan now. Not only does it lengthen your
tell me more.
Your Johnson, but it can lengthen your lifespan.
How's that?
This is from a study that was done at the Karolinska Institute in Solna, Sweden.
Very good. There was a lot of hard words there.
Yeah. So taking Viagra may do more than just benefit a man's love life.
Well,
study, it can lengthen. I just want to say that.
I know, but how?
Okay, here's how it is. Men who have survived a heart attack could prolong their life by taking Viagra. In fact, the more often they use it, the lower the risk of another attack. Impotence can be an early warning sign of cardiovascular
disease. Okay, so basically have more sex
in healthy men. And if it is treated with, the Viagra, it dilates the blood vessels so that not only is your penis getting nice and stiff, but also the pills are helping your heart stay nice and stiff and beating. And it could be Viagra or Cialis, but it's increasing blood flow everywhere. So these inhibitors protect against heart attack and prolong life, said the study author. And
isn't that funny? Because when it first came out, this could cause a heart attack. This could cause a heart attack. But really,
because it decreased blood pressure, they thought.
That's right. They thought.
They didn't want anyone with coronary artery disease. You could have a risk to heart attack. But now they showed that people have heart attacks. Guys, they tolerate the drug well, and it even helps them. So for goodness sakes.
Well, I'll give you guys an update. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
I'll give you a report.
This was published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology.
But basically what they're saying is have more sex. It's better for your heart.
If you were
to extrapolate.
But Julia, if you don't have a stiffy, it's hard to have sex. Okay, so that
I understand that, but for the other people.
But you're missing the point of the Viagra is getting the blood flow. That's helping with the heart thing. It's not saying just have more sex helps your prostate.
Yeah.
Even masturbating will help your prostate and that kind of thing. Like, you don't, but this is, it's a casual relationship, but it is undeniable that they have had people that
think
have had
of the man who is coming home to his wife tonight.
Right.
Honey. Viagra 7 nights a week.
I wish I had a pill bottle and I'd be shaking it right now. Like just coming into the house.
Yeah. And I remember Casey had a friend, of course, who...
Was it my dad?
Yeah, he got some of the little blue pills for your dad.
I remember this.
Took him on the Mediterranean.
Yes, I remember this.
And Casey's dad and Julia's dad was 80, and he had... I know Casey told me not to tell you or your sister that we were getting Viagra for him.
I didn't care. Awesome.
Well, but he, because of the heart thing...
Oh.
He's like, I don't know if my dad should be taking this.
Right.
I don't know what his doctor would say about it. And I said, well, what do you say about it? And he goes, if my dad goes that way,
he'd be happy
and I'm happy for him.
Ding, 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 ding.
Anyway, yes. he gave him to Ken and said, here's some penis vitamin pills, I think is what he told him.
Oh,
and he
for used God's
them.
Sakes.
He used them all.
I know.
And then he wanted more because he met a lady on the cruise ship.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
this is a little family affair with Laurie and Julia.
My dad was a cat in
the app. Casey and I were wing women for him, or wing men.
Oh, that is great, you guys. This is awesome.
Yeah, so we might have been, you know, your dad might have been, and might be helping his heart all those years a little bit with the old Viagra. God, man, they get all the luck.
They do.
Everything is covered for the wiener, the Viagra, the, you know, the everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
We're fighting for our birth control pills to be covered and study, you know, this, that, or the other thing. But no.
Yeah,
we got it all going on.
Yep, that's true.
The testicles and the brain, they got all the proteins, all the same. Okay, if you are single and you are not looking for a one-night stand,
okay,
how many dates does it take before we know we like someone? I can always tell. I think you can tell, like, in one date.
One, right. I would agree.
I think
one date.
Yeah.
Grant, how many dates?
If you went on a date with somebody, couldn't you tell on that first date whether or not you
We didn't even like go them? On a date. We met at a bar, and we spoke that whole night, went home together, stayed that whole night talking, hanging out, and we knew right away that it was perfect. So I think you know whether you can put up with someone. It's whether that you can handle them for a long period of time. It's you like them, but can you handle them for a long period of time?
Oh, interesting.
Well,
okay. 10,
yeah, 10%. That is good. 10% said one date.
Okay.
50% of people, though, said you can tell by three dates. Three dates or less.
Yeah.
If there's going to be anything there.
Only 10% were in one date?
Only 10% said one date.
Wow. Okay.
And 13% said they needed at least five dates. And people are, 54% of people on dating apps say they're looking for something serious right now. But I think people say that because it ups your chances of meeting people.
Mm-hmm. Right. If anyone says, I'm just looking for a one-night stand, I don't know that that'll go over well.
Or a fling. So,
right.
Yeah.
But people do say that. I think people are honest.
But 26% say they just want to romp, but they don't just always say that. And 6% of people on dating apps say they're there to cheat on their current partner.
Isn't that wrong? That's terrible.
How many?
6%. Still. But that could be like an Ashley Madison.
Sure.
It could be one of those seeking.
Exactly.
That specializes in that.
Exactly.
And that's what I think now with all these apps. There are certain apps that are like, hey, I'm looking for a relationship. There's ones where like the women can initiate the conversation, so it's not a bunch of creeping men.
Yeah.
There's more like the Tinder and Plenty of Fish where you can find relationships. I've had plenty of friends get married from those. But those are also good ways to get a good one-night stand, too. So I think that they've given you the options.
Yeah, I just found out that my 24-year-old nephew was on Tinder. I was so happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to him, I said, I want you to immediately up your age range by 10 years.
Absolutely.
Go up. And he goes, I've been thinking about that. And I said, kiddo,
you'll
you got to do it.
Yes.
You got to do it.
Especially in your 20s.
Yeah.
You can learn a lot more.
Yeah. I said, just do it. It'll be fun. And I said, don't worry. No one's going to want to marry you. So you're safe.
Right. Okay, that's so funny, Lori.
The advice from Lori's tidbits of Auntie Lori's advice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the
best. He's like, thanks. Thanks, I think I'm going to do that. And I'm like, yeah, right on. You totally should.
Next time you see him, he'll give you a high five. And you'll just be like,
I'll see him in 2 weeks. He better have dated a 34-year-old by the time I see him. All right. Listen, we come back. We got the rest of the stories.
POV, point of view, Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I wonder if she's having fun with her new husband and just calling him my husband. And this is my husband. And you know what I mean?
That was always fun. So exciting. I thought that was fun when you first get married.
When you first get engaged and you're constantly looking at your ring or you're holding it up and you're like,
pretty in the light.
Constantly.
Well, nowadays, if you notice anybody that's engaged and it's totally cool that people do this, but on Facebook, even after their engagement photos, every picture they take, they always have to have that hand positioned perfectly where that ring can be seen.
It's just so exciting.
It's their own way of...
It's so exciting.
Getting a diamond. I mean, that is an exciting time.
Very.
We cannot tell a lie. Okay, so tonight, We're going to see if someone's finding love on The Bachelorette.
It's so early. I hope. But celebrity, a lot of making out.
Celebrity dating game is on again.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on watching it.
And so tonight, I think it is Iggy Azalea. Mm-hmm. I can almost say that word. And Carson Kressley, I think.
Yes.
I read that wrong. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. Okay, you should just give me that button. Yeah. I need that permanently.
Rocco,
I
said put that in wrong. There for us.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. Yeah. So, well, Iggy Azalea. Easy for you to say.
Fancy. Remember how much we love that song?
Oh, that was
Fancy
a good
came
song.
Out? That was so, so good.
Yes.
I feel like she played right down at U.S. Bank Stadium, and we missed the concert, and everyone said it was quite fun.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I've missed a lot of concerts.
Yeah, you really have.
I have missed a lot of concerts. It's happening.
Making their red carpet debut this weekend was Adrian the Nose Tickler Brody with the with Georgina Chapman, who was married to sex offender Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
And at least she has a nice new playground, because I don't know how she could have played in Harvey. He looked like he had psoriasis and everything else. He was such a physically gross man.
I think it was power. She was attracted to his money, his power. He launched, you know.
But now every time she's described, you guys, it's kind of like, you know, she's always described as the 45-year-old ex-wife of convicted sex offender and former film producer Harvey Weinstein.
That's a really long, horrible thing to be described as,
isn't it?
Why
that.
Isn't it of her line? What line did she have
again?
Marquesa. Why couldn't it be founder of Marquesa? That is really, mean.
Then you'd have to say founder of Marquesa, her sex offender, ex-husband, forced actresses to wear to galas.
I mean, but don't you think at some point, well, this is her first public outing, really. They've been together for a couple years, haven't they?
She broke the alluringly hypnotic grip of Harvey Weinstein when he got arrested. And she claimed she was shocked to discover, you know, that he was this bad person. And I don't know. There are people who say she knew damn well that he was making actresses wear her clothes. So,
well, that I believe. I don't know if she knew that he was making actresses come to his hotel room and forcing himself on them. I don't know that she knew that, but
But I mean,
my husband's in the business. If he's going to one up me and get me a jump start, sure.
Yeah, but they've been dating for a couple years. And interestingly enough, you know, he won his Oscar in Roman Polanski's film The Pianist.
I didn't know that.
Which another problematic man.
Yeah, I didn't know he directed that.
Roman Polanski?
I guess I never knew that.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, he directed Adrian Brody. And, you know, Adrian is another, I mean, we could ask Chris Hewitt sometime, but he's another Oscar winner that we haven't really seen him do that many things.
Well, he was in Peaky Blinders for a while.
Yeah, I'm just saying he wins an Oscar and then we kind of don't see him again. And then
he's very busy, though.
You wonder if, like, were people mad at him about starring in the Roman Polanski thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. That was 2002. And,
Jeez, he's got a lot going on right now, though, according to his IMDb page. He's in Chapel Wait, which is a TV series that's filming right now. I have no idea what it is. Okay. And then this untitled Lakers project, which is Mike Epps set as Richard Pryor and three other cast members in this HBO's LA Lakers drama series.
That's cool.
Minnie Kaling is involved in this as well. This kind of sounds written by Max Bornstein. The Fast Break series chronicles the professional and personal lives of the 1980s Lakers.
That sounds good. A drama?
Yeah, it sounds kind of good.
Did you say Mike Epps is involved as Richard Pryor?
Yes.
That's Mike Epps is hilarious. Yeah. I would like to see him portray Richard Pryor. That would be pretty cool.
This sounds kind of
rowdy and wild.
Yeah, the 80s and the Lakers. Oh, man, there was a lot of romping.
I think this sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
See where we go when we
see where
start
we go
exploring IMDb.
Yes.
IMDb. Did anyone watch Mighty Orphans, the feel good movie that we talked about on Friday? The true life story. Everyone was too busy outside having fun.
Yeah, it was such a beautiful weekend.
No one, even the box office was small, I think,
small, yes.
People were busy festivaling outside. I mean, it was light out until, like, you know,
9:30, 10, yeah.
Well, in Duluth, it was like 10.
Oh, wow.
It was so light. It was so light. You can just hang out.
It kind of made me mad yesterday, our longest day of the year. Is today the longest day
of the year? I didn't mind that it was raining because we needed it so bad. Okay. I have a half green lawn because my hose only reaches a certain length.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I need a new hose.
Yeah.
And the other half is completely brown.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll take my pot that I water my plants with and I'll fill it up and just go dump it on one spot.
One spot.
Just soak into that one spot.
Yeah.
Just get that one spot.
Yeah, we needed rain bad.
We needed it bad. We still could use it.
There's going to be some, it looks like, on Thursday of this week.
Okay.
So we could get some more then. Because, yeah, you're right. The lawns, and if you don't have a sprinkler, oof.
And you feel bad because there's a shortage of water. I mean, we really are in a drought.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
thank you for
the rain. I have a half green lawn. I have a half brown lawn.
I was just glad that it rained Sunday and not Saturday.
Oh, true. 100%.
Oh, Saturday was. Everybody was out.
Everybody.
Having fun, feeling the feels.
Being, I think a lot of people did the Stone Arch Festival, not just the back 50s,
yes.
But that was kind of a nice day for that. Even Casey went to the Stone Arch Festival.
Well, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I am too, but I said, how long did you stay? He goes, 2 hours, that's enough time to look at art.
Did he like the new venue, the new side? Because wasn't it on the opposite side?
I don't think he remembered when it was on the other side. Okay.
So I don't think I've ever been.
Okay.
It's always Father's Day weekend.
Yeah,
I've
never been.
And so I am always, if I can help it, I'm in Duluth. Energetically watching. Spectating, Julia.
As one hearing. Does. As one can be. And maybe the best marathon spectator we know.
Oh, that's right.
Give
her a blue ribbon.
All right, Grant, good night. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.